Hello, How Did This Get Made listeners. I have a treat for you. I'm going to bring you something very, very special this week. June Diane Raphael, the co-host of How Did This Get Made, and one of our favorite How Did This Get Made's favorite guests, Jessica St. Clair, have a brand new podcast that is out today. It is called The Deep Dive, and it is fucking fantastic. All right, Jessica and June, they're just sitting around talking about the real things in life. I mean, hashtag authentic. They go there. I mean, there is no conversation topic off limits. It's like listening in on two of your coolest best friends. But enough from me. I'll let the show speak for itself. Listen and enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June.
Hello.
I'm so nervous and excited and yet not nervous and excited enough to brush my hair or my teeth or put makeup on.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because we're going to get right in. Folks, we have a new podcast. It's started. You're listening to it. And just today, before we started recording really our very first episode, Jessica emailed me and our wonderful producer, Cody, and our engineer, Jordan, and said, should we video record this?
I see lots of people. Kids are doing?
What the fuck were you talking about?
The millennials are doing it. They're putting it on the Instagram.
Jessica.
And I know you're a millennial, as you've told me many times, but I thought this is what the people do. And you wrote, that's insane.
That's
I don't want anybody to see
insane.
Me.
The only reason I'm doing a podcast is to not be seen. That's literally the only reason to do this.
And yet, we want to be seen for our authentic selves.
I'd like to be seen,
but only by me.
My words?
Through somebody's ear holes.
Yes. First of all, I see Whitney Cummings putting out video recordings of her podcast. I see Sarah Silverman doing it. And I don't get it.
Both of them have skin, the skin of a 14-year-old girl who has never plagued with acne.
So yeah, Jessica, I'm only doing this podcast, I have to be totally honest, because I can do it with no makeup on, hair in a bun, and looking like a real creature of the night. A real creech.
And you know, this is a lot like when you have sex with somebody for the first time and you need all of the conditions to be correct. You know, I need the right temperature. I want it to be, you know, the right music. Although I've never had anyone who's put on music of any sort. I want there to be rose petals. That, again, has never happened to me.
So you like a real romantic setting. It sounds like you like making love.
I want to feel like I'm on the set of my own TV show and I have decided what I'm going to look like, what they're going to look like.
Oh, my God.
Who they are, what they're dressed like. The only thing I don't want is Lennon on the old cans saying,
watching,
can you do it again? Take it slower. And that I have had that experience.
We're already on our sex drives. We're already getting too much of an insight into what you prefer and don't prefer. And I believe we may have lost the majority of the audience. And you know what? Today I was thinking about, Jessica, guys, we're recording our first episode of The Deep Dive, and we are going to be getting into it all. No subject left unturned. We're going to be doing a real excavation and an investigation into what it is to be an adult woman in the world.
That's right.
And exploring it really through the lens of our friendship. And that is why we're here, you and I, because so many of our conversations with the two of us, with our other girlfriends, many of whom we're going to be roping into this podcast and you'll be hearing from, have truly been life-saving. I'm going to say
life-saving.
Life-saving.
And you know, one of the things we do, and you know, at this point with children and our lives and then the pandemic, maybe if we see each other once every 2 months, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. Like if we can get together. So when we get together, now it's been outside in somebody's driveway, in somebody's backyard, in distanced, you know, masked. But before then, we would usually be in somebody's living room. And as you know, I invite the group to someone else's house without asking.
I found out at like 6:30 at night that Jessica has invited a group of like 8 women over and they'll be there at 8 p.m.
To your house.
To my home. And I have to scramble.
And I don't expect much. I don't expect much, although I would like a salty treat and then some dark chocolate.
You'd like a spread. A spread with whatever, you got.
I would like it, but listen, I don't want to be in my own home. I don't find my own home to be very welcoming to strangers or even myself a lot of the time. So I like to be in somebody else's house. I want to be tucked up on a couch like a little indoor cat. And I just want to be with, surrounded by my girlfriends. And then I want to instantly
get in
here.
Start the deep
happening
dive.
Deep inside.
Yes, we do not have time for pleasantries.
I don't, because I only have maybe 3 hours.
Absolutely. I don't have time to hear about your kids unless there's something horrible going on and then start sharing now.
Okay, of course. And we'll get out our Rolodex of people we know and doctors.
Absolutely.
But I want to know.
It's just chit-chat bullshit. I'm not interested.
I want to know what you're putting on your face. I want to know if you're injecting something into your face.
Yep.
And if you tell me that, I'm not going to tell anybody except for all of our listeners. But I'm not going to say who. I want to know.
But we won't name names. Yeah.
We won't name names. I want to know who are you in love with right now? Who are you feeling connected to? Who are you feeling disconnected to? How's your sex life? But like, not that I want to know, like, how are you feeling fulfilled in your life's purpose? Can we help you? Where do you want to travel? What's on your bucket list? And how can I help you get there? How'd you get that good blowout?
It was
it
the Dyson
yourself? I would like to. Okay.
Listen, I don't want to derail us too much on the Dyson, both the hair dryer and the smooth and control system or whatever the fuck that's called.
Did it work?
Okay.
And if, Jessica, by the way, if they would like to come on as a sponsor,
I'm always happy to have them.
I have made some recommendations, both on a podcast and sometimes during a live show. And again, I wasn't asked to make these recommendations. I brought the Dyson smooth and control system on stage during a bitch sesh. They were very upset by it. It came in a leather box. It didn't work. It's not worth the money. Okay. But aren't you glad I did that first and I did the work to then tell you
even
3 months later?
I haven't even told you that I was gifted a smooth and control system or the air dryer or whatever that thing is called. That we're talking about the same thing that comes with about 8 parts.
Yeah, that's correct. Like you would like a very complicated dildo or whatever.
Yes,
with like a,
exactly.
You know, you can put
like
on the rotating
things.
One. You can put out.
Yeah.
Although, by the way, never used one. Would love
dildo?
To talk about that on a different. That's right.
Jessica, what the fuck? Wait, you don't own a vibrator?
And
I'm going to also say something to the audience. Whoever's here, whoever's left, I started doing a podcast over 10 years ago.
I hope it's not my dad.
Thank God both of my parents are passed. Truly, because I feel a freedom to talk about things. But I've been at this game for a long time. Before people knew what podcasts were.
That's right.
Now, have I been called the first lady of podcasting? No one's ever said that.
I call you that.
Thank you.
If you want me to. I've never called you that, but
you've
if
never
you'd
called
like
me
to
that.
Start calling
but
you that.
I started doing a podcast when people were like, oh, what channel is that on?
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so I was a very early adopter, thanks to Paul Scheer. But now it's our turn.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I
mean?
And again, has anyone asked us to do this podcast? Absolutely not.
there's not been a call there to have it.
Not, we are not heeding a call. You know, no one has said we need two more white women talking about very little and yet everything. No one said that to us. But it's, you know, it's not going to stop me.
June, I'm going to tell you something, though, because, again, and I don't want to dwell on the pandemic because it's been a real bummer. It's been a real bummer.
And just for our deep divers who, again, are still left, we are now over a year into it.
That's right. We just passed our anniversary. And I have a lot to say, too, about the anniversary. And again, I don't want to talk about cancer too much, but I'm going to talk about what it's like to come out of the dark because I've been there and it's very complicated. And I want everyone to know it's much more complicated than you think. You think you hit a finish line. Now, of course, we're not out of the pandemic, but I can say that we've started to emerge. You know, you can be with vaccinated people together. You can start to see some friends.
I haven't gotten my vaccinations yet, but I've heard it feels great.
Well, you're trapped in Canada right now.
I know. I don't even want to talk about where I am because I actually am very upset that I thought about this morning. Like, I'm recording this podcast, Jess. I'm more dysregulated in this moment than I've been in years. I'm not well right now.
And you know what? That I'm glad you're here and I'm glad we're talking because, quite frankly, you don't even have the time to pick up the phone and tell somebody you're dysregulated. So if we have to do it on the air, that's fine with me.
I'm really dissociating. I haven't seen my children in two and a half weeks. I still have another week before I see them. I cannot see a soul here. I'm not well.
Nor should you be. Why
and
are we
also, yes, and you're right. Because here's my concern about moving past the pandemic back into whatever normal we pull together is I am really feeling the need to like go into a hut. And I've told Paul Scheer this. Go into a hut, enter into it on like a Friday night.
Yeah.
Have sex with a lot of like multiple partners.
Multiple partners. I thought you were talking about when you used to on Mother's Day check yourself into Langham Hotel in Pasadena and just read books all day. This is like a very different movie you're describing to me.
Because this is where I'm at. I need to do that and then like do a lot of hard drugs.
I understand that.
Okay. Yes. Like, I'm talking like mushrooms, ecstasy, all of like the stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe get a tattoo.
And then
check out on a Sunday by noon.
I completely understand that. And what you're describing is what I went through 6 months. I'm going to say it was about 6 months, might have been longer. Again, I've lost track of time or space, but in 3 days, you're talking about what I went through in the 6 to 8 months after I was, you know, done with treatment and I could emerge into the world, which is this feeling that you are a different person and that there is no room or space for this deep sadness that you've kind of like been pushing down because you had to survive it. What you realize is when a zebra is chased by a lion, stay with me.
Okay.
Okay. If it escapes the lion, okay, it has all this cortisol in its system. If it escapes, it then involuntarily shakes. It starts shaking wildly like it's having a seizure.
Wow. I was going to say orgasm.
That's, again, I've never used
you wouldn't know.
If
you wouldn't know. We have a lot to talk about.
I used one once. And it made me feel like I was a dead fish. Like, it shook me so much that I was like, I think I'm dead enough. Like, I need to
Jessica. By the way, I packed a vibrator and I came to Canada with one. And then by accident, packed it with my kids' stuff and sent them home with it. And then, like, I told Paul, I was like, I need someone to overnight me. I was paying to get a vibrator, like, overnight shipped to me.
By the way, you're somebody who by accident had sex toys sent to their business manager.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
They had to open it, repackage it, and resend it.
That was a tough conversation.
Did you talk about it or did you not?
I said that it was a prop. I couldn't. This was a man, you know, my business manager is a lovely, and he's like a bear of a man. He looks like, you know, the Incredibles, how they're like all like basically box, like the Mr. Incredible, like a box. Like that's what he looks like in his suit. And he's a kindly man.
He's like a dad. He's a dad figure.
He came to my home after my dad passed away, helped me sort through
like all of the estate issues, et cetera. Right. I could not.
And now he's
say
sorting
to this
through
man.
Your and now- dildos.
Dildos and the like. I mean, Jessica, I gotta, okay, that's a whole other conversation. One that I hope you're willing to have very
I'm willing.
Openly and honestly.
I've already said it now 6 times. If my father is listening, which he probably is, because he's just like your dad, rest in peace, where like he's so proud of me, he can't not listen to it. And he has to listen to my Wampanoags. And I say some of the worst, I sang to the tune of Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins, Feed the Dogs in the last thing. And so anyway, I'm not doing this to be funny. I mean, I'm serious. But anyway,
I mean, I want to ask you a question like, OK, so you're not using a vibrator, but are you masturbating? I mean, I'm going to ask
of
you.
Of course, I'm not dead.
OK, great. But well, no, that makes me feel better. Yeah.
To me, what's sexy is having to dry hump over a pair of hard jeans. And your parents like are out for an hour. They've gone to Walgreens and you got to get it done and get that person out of your house.
I see.
Like I am a cat burglar. I want to sneak people in. I want to sneak people out. So that's, and I
so
think
vibrators
that's
are like too available then to you. Like,
well, they're
it's
too mechanical. It almost feels like if you, it, like this is the crazy part of me. It's like I didn't need it when my sexuality came to fruition. Be. And so I'm like, why would I need it now? That is a huge hang up of mine that I really want to push through. So yes, thank you. And we will do an episode about
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
And I want to talk about it. I want to have like our most sexual friend on, which could be
I
you.
Think that's me.
Anyway,
she's here.
But can I go back
President
to the real thing, which is like,
yes.
The zebra shakes. Okay, so it has to release. That's called completing the stress cycle.
Mm.
And if you don't complete it, the cortisol remains in your body. And it's not good. Now, this isn't that kind of like, you know, like, oh, I think the stress is eating at me. No, it's real. Okay. The animal world does this. And so what is happening right now is we have built up all of this horrible stress. And then we're just supposed to jump into like go into a 4th of July barbecue. And like there hasn't been any release. Okay.
No.
That happened to me because I didn't realize this. There's a great book actually called Burnout, which it was a follow-up book to She Comes First, which is actually all about dildos, et cetera, and like claiming your pleasure as a woman. But anyway, Burnout is all about this, about how as a culture, we don't allow that kind of release of stress. Crying releases that. Exercise releases that. Being in nature releases that. Again, having sex with multiple people and doing a bunch of drugs, I don't know if that's going to be the most healthy version. For me,
just
I ended
hear me
up
out. Hear me out.
No, but actually, I do think it would probably something.
You
where
know
you're
what
like
I want? I
letting
want
loose.
I want to let loose, and I feel
that's
like
right.
I want to. I want every sensory experience in one weekend, and I want to feel alive. I mean, I feel like that's
you want to feel alive.
I want to feel alive. Time has collapsed. I feel like we've been robbed of a year, and you know, of course, I am so fucking lucky that I've been able to, you know, withstand this pandemic. And I did lose someone I really cared about to COVID. And,
I'm so sorry,
you know, so
June.
I wasn't
I didn't know that.
Yeah. My aunt died of COVID early on in the beginning. And
June, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you, Jess. But I, so I'm not without like having been touched by it, but I also know that relatively, you know, that this pandemic hasn't affected me nearly as much as it has the majority of people.
Of course.
And that's the last time I'll try to be relatable on this podcast because it's not worth it for me. I'm not a relatable person. And I never have been. And that's what I want people to know. Even when I had no money and no access to the industry, I still wasn't relatable. I still wasn't. Your gal next door. So just know that I've never been relatable.
That is not
I'm gonna
true,
stop
June.
Trying.
That's not true. Yes, you appreciate the finer things in life
always
even when you
have.
Can't afford them. Always have. But you are somebody who's not afraid to air your dirty laundry and to say, I am feeling this. Does anybody else feel this? And that's what I think makes us feel less alone, especially during these tragic and horrible times, is to say, I'm struggling. You know, yeah. I'm struggling. I'm having trouble. Does anybody else having trouble? Because, and that's what I want to keep in mind is as we re-enter, I think there's this repressive feeling of like, well, I should be so happy that I can go to the grocery store now and because I'm vaccinated and not feel like I'm going to die. if you're feeling really sad and still despondent and also like you don't know what to do, that's normal. Okay. And you need to honor that and you need to try and understand your body's trying to tell you something, and that's you need to release that stress.
And yes, and I think that most Americans aren't encouraged to perform rituals and, you know, to go through a ritual, the idea is like you are different after. You start one way, something happens. Usually it's witnessed by other people, and then you walk out differently. That's why, you know, the inauguration, even the evening of silence they had for as a COVID memorial that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did, all of those rituals, I have never, when I watched that inauguration, Jessica, I was like literally, I couldn't watch more. I couldn't get enough fireworks and display and like Americana because I needed it. I needed it to begin a healing process of what has been the last 4 years. And that's why I feel like I need to go into my HUD.
I know.
Because I need a ritual. I need to feel like something's happened that can mark an experience. Yes. Now, for me, does that have to do with like sex and drugs and like tattoos?
I'd love to be in the desert with you. Not
you don't want to be in the
guys
hut?
To the desert. I don't want to be in the hut. I can stand outside and just make sure if you need to hydrate. But do you remember? Of course, you remember June. You weren't actually there. You had, I forget where you were, and it might be you were visiting your dad. Mm-hmm. But when I was done with my treatment, Lennon and my girlfriends threw a 40th birthday for me.
My dad had just passed away because I remember writing something for you. Yes.
Well, I'll never forget what you wrote me, and I wish I had it near me so I could read it, do it justice. But basically, I showed up and they had turned our dear friend Christie's house into the south of France, my favorite happy place. It was insane. And I had like maybe a third of my hair remaining, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I looked a little bit like Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I put on some sort of weird boho dress. That's another thing. I had no idea how to dress post. Yeah. You remember I had to try to get a makeover.
She wore those braids.
She wore her braids looked like a piece of challah bread on her. And then our astrologer who we have on, and I know I've said that word and maybe a lot of people turned us off again. Okay. That's your loss because this woman is going to change your life. So then I thought we were just going to hang out, and she said, okay, everyone gather in a circle. And she said, we're going to do a ceremony now. And I was like, wait, what? And then Danielle Schneider, our first guest, brings out a porcelain bowl filled with crystals. Okay. White crystals. I didn't know what the ritual was going to be, but I stop everybody and I looked around, and there were maybe 20 something women who had each contributed to my surviving this. And I said, before we do anything, I'd like to go around and I'd like to say what each of you did to me for me. And I went, and it was like I was in another plane. Okay. And I went one by one. Now, did I say some unkind things about what people were wearing when they first met me 10 years ago?
We had
of course.
To keep it real. Yeah. I mean, we all know what Casey showed up with. Yeah.
I spent a good.
We also have to name our truths when we see them. Make it plain.
I was like, I was
plainly.
Like three people in, and I turned to Casey. I go, I'm so sorry. That braid on your head is distracting me. And she's like, I took a risk last night and I slept in it. I'm like, you took
you
a
sure
risk.
Did.
Don't bring it to my ceremony.
Please keep it. Out.
Keep it out of here. But anyway,
like we're trying to connect to a higher plane. Like
that's right. I don't want to be distracted by your like attempt to be Princess Leia, but only put it on the top of your head. But and I don't even know if that was all her hair. Actually, I think it was. She's very thick hair. But anyway, and then everybody went around and read to me their dedications, and yours was about. Oh God, I'm going to start crying just thinking about. But it was about how the women, the Amazon women. It's 10 a.m. on a Monday. The Amazon women used to cut off their breasts before battle so that they wouldn't be encumbered, and they were warriors, and that was what I was. And I'm reading. Everyone read theirs, and I think Casey read yours, and I was a fucking mess. I sobbed. We all sobbed. For a good hour and a half, we sobbed. And that was what we all need it. And that's what we need now. I don't know how we're going to get it, but we need it. And maybe it's this maybe this podcast can be a way that we can all kind of try as women and men to reach out to each other and have a good cry while you're doing the dishes. You know,
absolutely.
On a run.
And have a laugh too.
And have a laugh because we were laughing at the same time.
Yeah.
Because crazy shit goes down during intense moments. And I know, yes, there's been horrible moments to this, but I'm sure there's also been crazy things that have gone down during
Listen, I think that I'm going to walk ahead and into, you know, the next chapter of life with some real lessons, of course. And I'm also, I have to warn you about this. Like, I have been, in terms of like serums and lotions and potions and procedures, like, I've always been fairly on the conservative side of things. So, yes, I've learned some major spiritual lessons.
Yeah.
But here's another thing I'm going to walk into the new world with: a real fuck it attitude of like, if I want something done, Jessica, if I want something changed, if I want to feel a certain way about this body that lives in this time and space, I'm going to fucking do it.
Right. And I will say also, if after the release of this podcast, you get a report that June and I have been arrested for public nudity in Joshua Tree, a GoFundMe for the bail money would be appreciated. Not necessary, but appreciated.
People, if you like what you just heard, that was just a little taste. It's going to keep on coming and you don't want to miss out. So like, subscribe, review, do it all. And for the full episode, including an amazing interview with Casey Wilson, just go to the Deep Dive feed right now. Whatever app you listen to podcasts on, it will be there. You will not regret this. These are two of the funniest people around. Go get it. How did this get made?